a Batman.
This is State of Opportunity from Michigan Radio. I'm Dustin Dwyer. Child abuse and neglect appear to be increasing in Michigan. A new report from the Michigan League for Public Policy says more than 33,000 children in Michigan were victims of abuse or neglect in 2011. That's an 18% increase compared to 2005. Now, first, we should say that there is a dispute over whether there actually has been an 18% increase.
We're not saying that there isn't an uptick. We're saying that from our standpoint, we believe that the uptick isn't as dramatic as it would appear to be.
Dave Ackerley is spokesman for the Michigan Department of Human Services, which actually handles the abuse and neglect cases. He says the numbers in the Michigan League report are a little misleading because a lot changed at DHS between 2005 and 2011. One of the things that changed is how cases get reported. So Ackerley says instead of there being a huge increase in abuse and neglect, we may just be seeing a more accurate picture of abuse and neglect. And no matter how you look at that, it's an ugly picture. This is not in dispute. There were more than 33,000 confirmed cases of abuse and neglect in 2011. That's one out of every 100 kids in the state. And those were just the confirmed cases. About one in 13 kids lived in a home where there was an investigation.
I felt like it was an intrusion.
Crystal King's family went through a CPS investigation several years ago. King says she had a drug addiction at the time. She thought she was keeping it separated from her four kids. She wasn't physically abusive. She didn't leave them home alone.
I had to come to terms with abuse neglect. You know, when you see that on your paperwork and you're going into court and they're reading off the things that you did wrong, you know, just something in you just boils because, you know, I just didn't see it that way then.
King's kids were taken away and put in foster care for a year. She says it was a long year. And you often hear complaints about the child welfare system in Michigan. But King says for her, the system worked.
I know people often hear CPS, Child Protective Services, and go, oh my God, they're just going to come and take my kids. And from my experience, they really worked with me.
King's story shows the good that can come out of a child welfare system. It forced her to deal with her addiction. It forced her to be a better parent and to learn to ask for help. Those were big lessons, and they paid off for her kids. Now King is a recovery coach at Arbor Circle, which offers mental health and addiction counseling in Grand Rapids. But for a family to even get to the point where there's CPS involvement, it means there's already a problem. On a conference call last week, Jane Zender Merrill of the Michigan League for Public Policy said that many of the newest abuse and neglect cases were the lowest level kind of cases. They could have been avoided.
If we could have reached those families before the abuse and neglect occurred, it would have been far better for the family and the child.
But the system that's in place for helping kids doesn't emphasize prevention as much as it could. Last year, the state had to eliminate a pilot prevention project because of a lack of funding. That project was specifically designed to find and help at-risk families before they became another abuse and neglect statistic. And before the latest statistics came out, Michigan already had the ninth highest rate of child abuse and neglect in the country. The numbers are only getting worse. With State of Opportunity, I'm Dustin Dwyer, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.